From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 2 days after a big snowstorm socked the New York City area, some airline passengers are still sleeping in terminals. Bruce Konweiser reports from Newark Airport that flights are still being canceled and travelers are getting little or no information from their airlines.
Like thousands of other air travelers at New York's three major airports this week, the Honchil family is trying to get home. Their fun Christmas holiday in Costa Rica has ended in frustration and boredom. All they need now is a one-hour flight to Washington, D.C., Wendy Honchil says.
We haven't even seen anybody to find anything out. We've been standing in line, haven't never made it to the front after 6.5 hours to find out what options they can give us.
She says she's willing to take a train, a bus, or a car to get home if Continental Airlines will pick up the tab. For now, she has to wait and see what the new day will bring. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser.
A new storm system is hitting the California coast. This is National Weather Service meteorologist Angus Barkoff.
We're expecting some moderate to heavy rains here in the northern Sacramento Valley, northern San Joaquin Valley. We're also expecting heavy snows in the Sierra.
Some Southern California communities are still cleaning up from rains that caused flooding and mudslides. Parts of Australia are declared disaster areas in some of the worst flooding in decades. 1,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in Queensland State. State inspectors in Maine are trying to figure out why a ski lift at Sugarloaf Ski Resort failed yesterday. Skier Liza Tarr describes her shock and surprise as the lift fell.
All of a sudden, we just felt a free fall, and we just dropped, and we just saw the ground coming closer and closer to us. I don't think it really occurred to us what was going on until it actually happened.
That's Tarr speaking on NBC's Today Show. 5 chairs fell 25 to 30 feet. In Northern Ireland, thousands of homes don't have water. Some customers have been without water service for a week. Larry Miller reports from London that some people accuse the water company of underinvestment.
People in Northern Ireland waiting in the street with empty bottles for a delivery of fresh water.
The water is on its way. It's not coming by police escort.
They are told to boil the water before drinking. Across Northern Ireland, 40,000 people have had their water supply disrupted by burst pipes caused by sub-freezing temperatures. Northern Ireland Water Company official Paddy Cullen.
We've got 300 people out on the ground fixing all the problems that we have. They've been working pretty much round the clock.
In addition to standpipes, bottled water is being supplied. Some are using it to flush their toilets. Public swimming pools are offering free showers. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
One of Indonesia's top terrorism suspects is now on trial. The government charges Abdullah Sonata of setting up a terrorist group with ties to terrorists in the Middle East and the Philippines. This is NPR News. Former President Bill Clinton may be back on the campaign trail next month, stumping for Rahm Emanuel. The former Clinton administration official and former chief of staff for President Obama is running for mayor of Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley says about a dozen people hope to win the top public job in the country's third largest city, and one of them is telling Mr. Clinton to stay away from the contest.
Rahm Emanuel's looking for a little help from the former president. That's raised the hackles of Chicago Congressman Danny Davis, a fellow Democrat and a longtime friend of the ex-president. In a news release, Davis, who is black, says a Clinton visit on behalf of Emanuel, who is white, may fracture a long and fruitful relationship the African-American community has enjoyed with the Clintons. He's urging the former president not to become involved in the mayoral race. Emanuel is leading in polls so far against Davis and another black candidate, former U.S. Senator Carol Moseley Braun. Current Mayor Richard Daley announced earlier he would not seek re-election after more than 20 years in office. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
One sat alone beside the highway.
Gospel singer George Beverly Shea is set to receive a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award in February, shortly after his 102nd birthday. Shea, who has sung at Billy Graham crusades for 60 years, says he chuckled at one question when he received the call telling him of the award.
I said, "What's up the road for you?" I said, "Heaven." That'd be a better reward than this one, you know.
Shea has recorded dozens of albums. Other Lifetime Achievement Grammy recipients will be Julie Andrews, Dolly Parton, and the Kingston Trio. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.